Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, hallelujah, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing. Oh yes, we are rejoicing, and we're ever so glad in it, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Our God is good. Our God is God all by himself. Hallelujah. We give honor to God this morning, who is our life. In him we move and have our being. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. He is the giver and the receiver of life. He's the one that declares when we enter and when we exit this earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's our Redeemer. Oh, yes, he is. He's the one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. Ah, hallelujah. He's in control of everything. Yes, he is. Nothing takes him by surprise. For he is the Almighty God, the Sovereign Lord, Majesty on high, Ruler of all things. Hallelujah. 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 He's our keeper. Oh, yes, he is. He's our protector. Oh, yes, he is. Our healer, our provider. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. The Almighty God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Adonai Elohim. Almighty God, yes, Lord God, Almighty, hallelujah, hallelujah, yay, hey, vey, hey, hallelujah, we bow down, we bow our head, and we bend our knees, hallelujah, and bless your name, hallelujah, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, hallelujah, hallelujah, God is good. He loves us and he does care. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. He loves us and he cares. He sent his only begotten son to rescue us and to bring us back into right relationship with him. Hallelujah. With written instructions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With the Holy Ghost here with us, in us. Hallelujah. Leading and guiding and directing us. Oh, what a God we serve. Hallelujah. Our Father. Hallelujah. Our Savior Yeshua said, when you pray, our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Our Father. We give honor to him this morning, his children. Yes, we do. We're leaning and depending on him, the only true and living God. Hallelujah. As I stated, he's our healer, our deliverer, our protector. Yes, our shield of defense. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. He's our everything. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. What a privilege and an honor to be called a child of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a joy, what a joy to be called a child of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He knows us by name. He knows where he has placed us on this earth. He knows what his will, his purpose, and his plan are for us. Hallelujah, each one of us. And then individually and collectively. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for him. Hallelujah. No situation is impossible. Hallelujah. For him to repair and make right. Hallelujah. It is already done. And it is done before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. He's aware of all the good that man has to one another. And he's aware of the wickedness, the thoughts and the deeds and the plots and the plans. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We cry out to him. Hallelujah, the only true and living God, and he rescues us. He knows our voice, hallelujah. He knows our voice, hallelujah. Have a relationship with our Father. It is a wonder and a wondrous thing to be called a child of God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll explain that laugh sometime later if the Lord says so. But I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God called to pray. It's tea time with Jesus, Yeshua, and me. Hallelujah. All my tea time friends, hallelujah. God bless you. And we're at the Traveling Cafe, and we offer you a seat at the golden table. Gold reminds us of God's extended grace to us through his Son, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Those who have joined will join. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now, I have a few things that we'd like to talk about today. We know that February is Black History Month, which makes no sense to me, but I know that we had to get it, and it's so ironic. I'm not going to go into it, but we thank God for what we have and what will later be in Yeshua's mighty name. But what I wanted to do is just to remind you of this. Be thankful for your family. Truly, they are history makers. Yeah. My cousin and I, a few years ago, was talking about one aunt that we had. Oh, child, I have to go real south, child, honey, child, let me tell you about her. Oh, woo. We didn't know her story. But she was a hard-working, oh, my goodness. And she was determined that her brother's child and her sister's child would not be afraid to work. Mm-hmm. So what she did, she decided that she was going to take us on a day of real work. She was taking us to the tobacco field. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you. My. We got on this. Well, before that, she told us we had to pack our lunch. So I came over to my aunt's house, went over to my aunt's house because she lived down the street from the aunt who was taking us to this event, work event. My Lord. To humble us a little bit. And so we got busy, my cousin and I, and we were making our lunches, and we were just talking about what we were going to do and laughing. And we got up early that morning and went down to our aunt's house, and we got on this bus. This bus, bless the Lord, the man had it. He picked up people to work, and people were trying to make a living, but the bus needed to have been condemned. But nevertheless, we got there, and there was this tobacco with all these big, huge leaves. So when we got out there, and the people were giving out instructions and told my aunt, you know, she was responsible for us, took our names because they were, I just realized, I don't remember getting paid. I don't remember getting paid. But nevertheless, she took us out, and he took our name and told us we were to suck the tobacco. They're the little growth that comes up between the stalk and the leaves that if you know, they don't take it out, it will kill the plant. Okay, so they call it sucking the tobacco. So when we got out there, of course, I don't remember if the sun was up and the dew was on the leaves. So we're saying, oh, yeah, oh, man, this is going to be all right here. Well, my dear friend, honey, child, let me tell you something. When the sun, the S-U-N, started coming out, and all is grander that I'm talking about pure heat and started beaming down on what we thought was just morning dew. It turned brown. Oh, you guys, we were so hot, we didn't know what to do. And we was expected to do so much. Per day, per hour, I don't know, remember how. Now I haven't got stuck, my aunt didn't give me my money. But anyway, we worked and we worked and we worked. I don't think we ate lunch or anything. We were so exhausted, physically exhausted. By the time they had to peel us over the bus, we were sprawled out, our head back. And I think I was hallucinating. All I could think of, see these big old leaves with all this brown stuff on it. But I did walk away from that with a deeper appreciation for hard work. My aunt wanted us to understand no one owes you anything. And an honest day's work is an honest day's work. And we're not to be afraid of hard work. She did not want us to be afraid to work hard. She had daughters who had an education, but that wasn't the point. There may come a time, a day or a time, that what you're striving for, what you went to school for, and who you feel that you are, you may have to sweat it. Don't be afraid to sweat it. Don't get so wrapped up in who you think you are that you'll go hungry. And I was so glad. And she and I came away a couple of years ago and saying everyone need an Aunt Pearl. Who don't mind taking you to the rough places and letting you experience it. So if you ever have to do it again, have to do it, you won't be afraid of it. It won't take anything off of you to roll up your sleeves and work. And in that, we saw people who actually made They found some joy. They were singing and talking and laughing. It was hard work, but they made the best of it. They made the very best of it. And yes, they knew that they would be able to feed their people, their children, and provide clothes for their children. All they had to do was not complain and worry. Things would get better by and by. And when I think of that, I am eternally grateful. I had an attitude with it for a while, to tell you the truth. But when you think about it, she didn't know it, of course. But when you think about the hard work, I had cousins who really required to work and they did it. And they're doing well now, and their children are doing well. It had hard work. Doesn't destroy you unless you allow it to. Hallelujah. You have to have a vision. And thank God for Aunt Pearl. Aunt Pearl. I love her today. We have people in our family who have been instrumental in helping to shape our lives and our character. And we should honor them. Yes, it's good to know all the brilliant things that Black folks have had, and they have family members, and that's good. But we have family members, too, that we can. They may not be the ones who got all the education and everybody, the who's the who. They're the common sense. Solid people that knew how to be quiet and hear from the Lord and knew how to say things to you. And God knows some of them would say something and say, well, what you mean by that? And they'll just look at you and wait, use your head for more than a hat rack, you know? Hallelujah. So we love our family, and we thank God for the people that he has placed in our lives. Some of them were hard. I think each one of us can attest that we have some hard ones. But when we think about it, that strength is what helped to make us strong. Hallelujah. One more story. Everybody loves this particular, she was my grand aunt, my mother's aunt. We were blessed to know my mother's aunt. Didn't know my mother's mother, but her sisters and her two of her brothers, we did know and interact with them. These ladies were ladies. Hallelujah. But we had one who was fun going and loving and kind, but she still meant what she said. I had just gotten out of the hospital from cancer surgery, and she called me. She says, darling, your auntie loves you. And I went into the baby mode. I ain't gonna lie to you. I sure did. And she just, you know, if I could be there, I would be there. And I knew that if she could, she would have. She wasn't lying about that. She was not exaggerating, because always look up if there was a need, and she was there. We all love her so much. And she called me again, and she started just checking to see how I was doing and how everything. And I went into the baby mode, as they call it. And she said to me, darling, I need you to know something. You're healed. And that you're feeling now, some of that is age. A-G-E. She tells me what I'm healed. So what you're feeling is age. Now, was that anything to say to someone? But she said it. And she didn't miss a beat. She didn't hesitate, and she didn't stumble. I love her. And I look at her picture. So I'm sharing. You have history. You have wonderful family members. Don't let them be forgotten. Share them with your children and your grandchildren. Share them. Teach your family to embrace their families too. And thank God for your family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for allowing me to share that with you. Hallelujah. God is good. God is kind. Yes, he is. God is good,
and God is kind. All righty. Genesis 1. Let me just say this. Now, just embrace your family. Love your family. Love on your family. God gave them to us for a reason. And he gave us to them for a reason. And he gave us to some of the younger ones for a reason. Now we find ourselves in the place of those aunts and uncles now, you know. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. We find ourselves in those places. God bless you. And I hope that you would really take it serious and thank God for your family and share the recipes that and talk about them. Hallelujah. Strengthen your family. Hallelujah. Talk about church. Talk about God. Talk about all those things that help to form you to as who you are today. Amen. Hallelujah. Genesis. Hallelujah. But before we do that, we're going to pray. Father, we do thank you. We do praise you. We do glorify you. We magnify. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you glory and we bless your name. How about we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, your kindness. We thank you for your joy, Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you for our families. Hallelujah. Present and those who have gone on. Hallelujah. Thank you for the mark that they have made upon our lives, God. Hallelujah. Even what we thought was negative, it turned into a positive. We give you glory. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Touch every heart. Remember everyone that's on the prayer list this morning, Almighty God. We ask that you touch. We ask that you set free. We ask that you heal. We ask that you deliver. We ask, Almighty God, that you bring peace and comfort, guidance and direction, clear minds, Almighty God. Hallelujah. No weapon formed. Hallelujah. Shall prosper. Now, Father, as we begin to read your word, give us clarity, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Clarity, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you that your word is alive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God, that it make a difference, pleasing in your sight in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Grant us traveling mercy, Almighty God, today. Allow us to be able to even a smile to give to make a difference in someone's life. We plead the blood of Yeshua over every street that our eyes will see. Every place that our eyes must touch, Almighty God, give us safe passage, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Allow us to be a blessing. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we bless you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is in the name of Yeshua. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. And Father, remember our government. Hallelujah. And the governments of this world. Oh my God. Oh my God. All the governing bodies. Almighty God. Cry out to you for the United States of America, Father. We need help. Almighty God. Only you can repair the breach, Lord God. We thank you for your repairing of the breach. In Yeshua's mighty name, amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he is. He is good. Hallelujah. The Lord our God is God. Hallelujah. You know where we're going? We're going to Genesis, the first chapter. Yes, we are. Say, well, why are you always there? First mention. Yeah. Mm-hmm. First place mention. Yeah. Yeah. No one and nothing can make this claim right here. And people can say anything they want to say, but and it's true. But this is true. Hallelujah. 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 I pray that God get it all down in our spirit, man. Hallelujah. That we get hungry and we want to really know more. And God begin to open his word up to you. Hallelujah. By the power of his Holy Ghost. That he speaks so clear to you. And you have to understand that you're able to be bold in his word. Hallelujah. You won't sway. Hallelujah. Ooh, you'll just be steadfast, unmovable. Hallelujah. So thank God for discernment. Hallelujah. Be able to discern right from wrong and good from evil. The spirit of discernment. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Spirit of discernment. Yes, Lord. Ah, bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for the spirit of discernment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord, God Almighty. Ah, God is good. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, a fire of the Holy Ghost just burns. Oh, I was about to say, oh, I'll be so glad when we really be able to do the things that's in our heart to do and to be able to encourage each other face to face, but when we have the living word of the Almighty God, the written word of God, that's encouragement. We're learning to be steadfast. Hallelujah. And recognize the move of God. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, glory. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. God is good. God is good. So I just thank God for all who join in and have their quiet time and something. They'll hear it and it'll make a difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 1, starting at the first verse. Oh, I'm going to do this one day. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. We can stop right there, point blank, period. That's the sealer right there. That's it. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Ah. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. First mention. Hallelujah. The evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Same chapter, first chapter, verse 26. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. 28, verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Verse chapter 2, verse 1 of the same book, Genesis. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to his name. God is so good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Oh, okay. Isaiah 43. You know, I've often said to you that we should really treat the Bible with reverence, because it has the name of God in it. It is the written word of God to us. It's holy. It is holy. And I know we have gotten to the place where we said that people would hold it as sacred, but they didn't know anything that was in it. Now, a lot of people couldn't read. There was a time a lot of people just felt that they were supposed to have the Bible in their house, because this is how they were brought up. This was the book of the living God. They were right in the reverence that they held the Bible. And unfortunately, in our new way of thinking, we have taken the reverence for Holy Bible away. And I think there's nothing wrong if a person want to put their Bible on their coffee table. I wouldn't laugh at them. No. Yet Yes, you should know what the Bible is saying in there to you. But we have to teach people that the Bible is holy. Yes, and I came rudely aware of the fact that there are a lot of Bibles now that doesn't have the word holy on it. It's shocking. We just assume it says holy, but they don't, you know. And I just like a Bible that says holy. It's good to have a your cell phone where you can click in and read a scripture, but it's nothing. I mean, we mix that. We just throw that in with all our other apps. But the scripture, the book itself, that relates to God and His will and His purpose and His divine plan for mankind solely. How to pronounce words, where maps of places, so we really can have get understanding. We each need a Bible. We need the Bible. Like I said, if you want to have, but we need the Bible. We need to be able to pick it up, pull it. No commercials. No ads. Hippie-sickle-my-sickle. Shun-da-da-da-da. But the living word. The written word. From the living God. Hi-yo-my-sickle-my-shun-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Almighty God. And we lift it. And offer unto it the reverence, because the name and will and purpose of the living God is in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we say we want to go back. How far you want to go back? Hallelujah. When God was honored. Hallelujah. When God was reverenced. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Said you can't mix the clean with the unclean. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just saying, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't say I'm blessed. You can't say be blessed. What you mean? You ain't got this. They summing up with material things. Hallelujah. Blessed because I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. I'm blessed because He saved me. I'm blessed because He pulled me out of the muck and mire. Hallelujah. Set a bicycle. My feet upon a solid rock. Hey, bicycle. I'm blessed because He knows my voice and He answered me when I call. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, bicycle. My. He lead and He guide me all the way. Hallelujah. He protects me. Hallelujah. When I have to go through the hard place, He make my feet like hind feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He never leaves me, nor will He forsake me. Hallelujah. He answers when I call. Yes, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Hallelujah. I could tell you some things. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you I'm blessed. Hallelujah. 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 God loves me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that make me blessed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't count it robbery. I don't count it robbery. No, I don't. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is on your side. Hallelujah, He loves you. You're blessed. Hallelujah, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you can call on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're blessed. Hallelujah. Happy in Yeshua, Jesus. Happy in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy in him. Hallelujah. Don't know what the next second holds, but I know that he holds it. Hallelujah. He got it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just confessing the truth. Hallelujah. 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 He know the plans that he has for us. Hallelujah. He knows. Hallelujah. And he know the appointed time. Hallelujah. 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 Trust God. Hallelujah. Trust him. We have to hear it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The champions of faith have to hear. Hallelujah. 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 God loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves us. Hallelujah. You're loved by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. If you're not saved, born again, you can cry out to him. Hallelujah. 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 He's waiting for you. Hallelujah. Just to be honest, I don't know, but I sure want you. Hallelujah. I've tried everything, Lord. Hallelujah. Accept me. Hallelujah. Teach me. Hallelujah. Put me in the right places that I'll be taught of you, God. Hallelujah. And know you as my Savior. Hallelujah. Give my life to you. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My emotions need healing. Hallelujah. I'm torn apart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're my only hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He won't let that call go unanswered. Hallelujah. He won't put you on hold. No, he won't. He loves you. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to tell you you're going to have all the things that you want. I'm not going to tell you all of that. But I'll tell you. Read your word. In it, you will find what he is saying to you. Hallelujah. 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 Isaiah 43. Our God is real. Hallelujah. Starting at the 7th verse. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. God is good. I got time. I'm good. 2 Chronicles 7. We're not going to do 13. We'll do 14. Listen. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Isaiah 43:7. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory be to the Most High God. Hallelujah. God is so good. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Bring forth the blind people of Isaiah 43 that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is God, and he's God alone, all by himself. There is no God. He is the only true and living God. Hallelujah. 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 My prayer is we never ever forget who we belong to. That we don't compromise, we don't settle, and that we have the boldness to stand firm in our belief. Mm-hmm. And that we don't yield to temptation. Mm-hmm. That we trust God enough to stand bold in him. And we can't do any of this without God. It just simply can't be done without God. We totally need him. But that our desire is to please him. Mm-hmm. And ask him to help us with this. Let us not get so wrapped up even in accomplishing things for him, that it becomes a look at me, I did. Even when we're preaching and people pat us on the back and say, you did a good job, or you're praying as an intercessor, and you go about, then after a while, your chest sticking out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I share this with you. There are times that there are people we don't like. I'll just say that, put it like that. And we find ourselves presenting stumbling stones. And every time someone says something good about that individual, we'll expose a weakness about that individual because we don't like that individual. I would say to us that if we find ourselves in that place, we need to repent. For one thing, what goes around comes around. And murdering and destroying a person's character because we don't like them. Or we'll even go so far. I don't do this, but I'm just using this to set traps to mess up a person's ministry. And we say we in the Lord, and God loves us, and all of this. And we have learned so much from school and we know how man thinks, and we know how to manipulate. Do you think that is of God? And do you really think that we're all right with God when we step in those places? Let's put ourselves in check. We say, well, we are forgiven. Did you confess it? Did you confess it? Did you take it to the Lord and confess what you've done and trust God to forgive you and trust God to cleanse us from these ways? Trust God. God, make us right for you. How we touch ministries that belong to God that he has assigned to someone else to do. We can't do these things and continue to do it and say we are right with the Lord. Because God loves that individual too. He's the one that assigned that individual to this work that they have. Don't touch God's work. We're all in this together for the work of the kingdom. Let's be faithful to God. Let's not try to make ourselves look great by stepping on someone else. All souls of mine. You don't make, and I don't make the decision. God loves us all. And I'll share something with you. There are people who probably feel the more than likely there's someone that feels the same way about you and will probably do the same thing to you or me trying to do to someone else. Let's stop. Let's stop the foolishness. Let's really start getting matured in the Lord and encouraging each other. If you see that I could do something better, encourage me. If I see you, I shouldn't say, well, you didn't ask, so I didn't tell you. As sisters and brothers of the Lord in Jesus, we can take each other aside and say, well, have you thought of this? Have you prayed about that? And you know that something they're doing is not right. The scripture tells us that we have to share with that person or tell them of their fault. And we need to be mindful how we do that, you know. But and besides, before we do anything, let's pray, not against someone, but how that I can be a better friend, a better sister, a better brother in the Lord to my friends, my brothers, my sisters. How can I be more loving and kind? We don't know what each other is going through because we really don't take the time to ask, you know, and they're safe to share, that we're a safe place. Be a safe place for one another. Hallelujah. Not getting and just to get in people's business so you can. I never understood that. So you just know their business. That's their business. I have enough of my own, you know. So let's just, and some of us, oh, they're always happy. You don't know what's going on, but it's okay if they're always happy and cheerful. Don't resent people for that. That may be all that they have. Don't take that away. Hallelujah. You don't know the story. Even when you think you know the story, you don't know the story. So let's let the light from heaven shine on us. And we become stronger, really reflectors of heaven on this earth. It's because we may, no, I'm not going to go any further with it. Okay. Loving and kind. That's what he wants. Loving and kind towards one another. Care about one another. Love the work that God has given each one of us to do. Embrace each other's work and pray for that work, because God has made the assignment. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I mean, you know, there are some situations and circumstances that we have been made aware of that knock your boots. Pray for them. Just pray. Pray that's immaturity, and pray for maturity in the body of Christ. Pray for maturity in the body of Christ. Yes. You know, I shared with you about how I got to really get into Jude. I was so worried about some of the things that I was hearing regarding younger ministers and the younger ones in ministry. And I was just like, Lord, you know you can help them. You know that you can stop this. You know this. And then he's so kind and loving and patient with me. He know that he know he can do whatever he want to do. Lord have mercy on me. But when he gave me this, I do understand. And you will hear it in just a few minutes when we do our benediction. God loves us. He can clean us and make us out sin and make us white as snow, though our sins be as red as scarlet. Hallelujah. He can cleanse us up. Our souls are valuable to him. We are valuable to him. Hallelujah. He cares about you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. Our closing scripture. Hallelujah. I'll read Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 23rd verse. Listen, speak unto Aaron and his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Jude. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now, hallelujah, and forever. Amen. He can keep you from stumbling. And if you won't stumble, you won't fall. Hallelujah. Stay in him. Hallelujah. Don't come out. Don't be tempted. Hallelujah. The Lord loves you. God bless you and keep you until we meet again at the appointed time. This has been Pastor Margaret Lee. And we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Thank you.